Master Franklin tapped the tip of his long pointer on the map. "And this used to be?" he asked, his bushy eyebrows going up as he waited for the answer. Since history was the second class after lunch, we were drowsy. "Texas," Cyril said. The rest couldn't be bothered. "And this?" Tap, tap. "Oklahoma," Cyril told him. "And now they are..." "Texoma," the whole class chorused, getting into the moment. "But this part of Texas," Franklin tapped the southern part, "now belongs to..." "Mexico," I said, to end the long silence.
"Ah, and you used to live there, did you not, Felicia?"
"Yes, sir." He knew that. They all knew that.
"Show us where."
I got up from my desk and marched to the map hanging down over the blackboard. I touched my finger to Ciudad Juarez, suddenly remembering the people and the smells and the heat. I felt a sharp pang of homesickness. "My sister lives here, west of Dallas," I said, touching the approximate location of Segundo Mejia. I remembered her curly dark hair, her wiry build, the smell of gun oil. To hide the surge of water in my eyes, I resumed my seat.
"So your family is Mexican?"
Master Franklin seemed determined to mark me out. "My father was Russian, my mother was Mexican, and my family is dead," I said flatly. Master Franklin knew this. My last name was Karkarova. I stiffened my back and stared into his deep brown eyes, bracketed with wrinkles. To my surprise, just for a second, I could tell he felt sorry for me.
"Do any of the rest of you have parents who are of different nations?" Master Franklin said, turning away to survey my classmates.
3 hands shot up. I was surprised. Maybe the history teacher wasn't trying to make me feel like a mongrel. Or maybe, at least, he wanted to show me I had a pack. Bobby Gaynor was half Irish, half Britannian. Karen Olmsted was half Norwegian, half Holy Russian. Susan Kwan had a half Chinese father and a mother from the HRE. They were all at the Rasputin School because they'd shown a talent for magic at an early age. Their families had put together enough money to send them here to develop that talent and go into the service of the HRE, the only government I knew of that employed Grigoris. Or they might go into private service, which was more lucrative, but chancier.